The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here for the second hour of the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors, and we are live and in person this morning in studio with our buddy Chris Klaproth, who is going to be answering the phone. We're going to run the muzzleloader contest for about another half hour. Then we're going to get all the names together, match them up with matching ticket numbers for everybody gets a number, you know, and there's probably 75 or 80 people in this contest this time around, which is pretty good. Maybe more. I don't know. Didn't count them. But we'll put your tickets in a hat with a corresponding number next to your name. We'll shake the hat up. We'll let Chris pull the number. And, you know, because I'm not in it, and he doesn't care who wins. So that'll happen about 6:45 this morning. So you have 30 minutes to call in. 410-WCBM-680. The rules are simple. Call in. Leave your number, name a number, and I don't do anything with this information. I just, you know, just make sure I have it for the contest. And we invite you to call in and go on the air, and you have to go on the air. That's it. That's the deal. So, 410-922-6680. All right. We, Maryland Hunting Coalition, of which I'm the founder and executive director, and I'm not bragging about that. It's just a matter of fact. I'm a volunteer. We have a shortfall in our funding, and we shared that with our directors, and one of our directors stepped up and said, well, and called in 2 weeks ago on the 14th, Dale Gertz, and he said, look, I'll put up $5,000 in matching funds if you can match whatever I'll match whatever you're able to collect in 2 weeks. Well, we sent a newsletter out, been hitting it on social media, been reaching out to contributors. And it is, quite frankly, tough out there. We're going to be ballpark $1,000 short. Now, we have to do the rest of the day, and we have this audience listening right now. I'm not suggesting that $1,000 could come from our listeners, but it could. But it could. The Maryland Hunting Coalition is 24/7, 365. We have a full-time, paid, contractual advocate. And sometimes you call him a lobbyist. And he is nothing but for the hunters in Maryland. He's all about protecting our privileges, getting more time to hunt, safeguarding the game populations, and you know making sure that the way management is done is through science and not directed by, you know, politics. And he knows very well, his name is Bill Miles, and he knows very well how to play the game. He's been in the General Assembly in a variety of different roles for 41 years. He's been working in Annapolis. And if you'd like to see his profile, it's on our website, mdhuntingcoalition.org, along with a lot of other stuff. There's also a way on that page to donate. You can do a straight donation if you prefer. You can purchase a raffle ticket. We have a beautiful Browning BPS shotgun engraved on both sides. It's a Ducks Unlimited edition, and the tickets are $50, and we're only selling 100 tickets on that. And we're okay on that, but we could use some more raffle tickets. And when we sell 100 tickets, we'll give it away. If we don't give it away sometime before our benefit in the end of March, we will give it away at our benefit at the end of March. So there's also a Thanksgiving raffle. Tickets are $10. You've got a beautiful engraved Talo engraved. It's a wild boar engraved on the stock of a Ruger 10/22. There's a crossbow there by Parker. No, yeah, Parker crossbow with a scope. That's about a $600 package, maybe more. And there's about an $800 PSE compound bow. Winner gets your choice. If you're a bow hunter, you take the bow. If you're a crossbow hunter, you take crossbow. If you're small game, you take the 22. Maybe you just like guns. Maybe you like collectible guns. Well, there you go. MDHuntingCoalition.org. If you'd like to send a check, and you can call and say, well, I'm going to send a check to help you. Well, it goes to P.O. Box 451, and that's in Sykesville, Maryland, 21784. Name of the organization is Maryland Hunting Coalition. And we are incorporated, 501c4 corporation. And guess what? We have been in touch this past week. Like I said, 24/7, 365. We've been in touch with the top legislators in both sides of the aisle, Democrats and Republicans. We've been in touch with, you know, lawmakers. We've been in touch with high ranking officials in the Department of Natural Resources. And we've been in touch with people within the administration. All about hunting issues, all about things that are threats to hunting, all about issues of should be of concern to all hunters. So go on our website. You can see what we're working on. Go to the news page there. You'll see a few things. You'll see what we've done in the last several general assemblies, some of the legislation that's been passed via the coalition. And that's what we're here for, is to safeguard hunting in Maryland. Okay, here we go. Tony in Delaware. Good morning, Tony. How you doing?
I'm great, Alan. How are you?
Good. Long time no hear. How you been?
Good, pal. Listen, I always enjoy the show. You do a good job.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Got a quick question. What's your opinion on these mineral blocks? Are they worth the investment? I mean, do they work, or are they just something to sell? Or
no. No, my opinion on mineral is that deer need minerals. They don't need it right now, okay, because their racks are fully developed. The fawns are all weaned. But
right.
January, February, March, April, May, June, that's when the minerals come into play. What they do is they help sustain the skeletal growth, the calcium, and the antler growth. They can increase antler growth, no question about it. And they also aid in milk production for the does. So they provide strong skeletal structures, they provide antler growth, and they provide good calcium for milk production. So, yes, minerals are very, very good. There are a number of them out there. Some of them are all salt. You got to look for the makeup of them. And I'll tell you, if you want to email me, I'll give you a couple suggestions on which ones. Okay,
I'll do that, buddy. How about apples? What's your opinion on that?
They're just sweet. You know, they're like candy.
Yeah, but I googled it, and man, squirrels love apples.
No, squirrels love apples, but I mean, if you've ever seen a white-tailed buck come in and chew an apple, I'll tell you what I would put out there. I'd put out apples, sweet potatoes, and forget about the corn.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Sick of deer. I mean, sick of deer. If you dump one bushel of sweet potatoes at the edge of cover, it'll be gone in the morning. Sick of deer love sweet potatoes.
About whitetails,
they'll eat them too. Sure, sweet potatoes are good for that. A lot of people are growing these food crops. Who'd have thought that radishes would be attractive to deer? But they are.
Thanks, buddy. I'm going to give that a try.
All right, Tony. Thanks, buddy, for the call.
Thank you.
Good luck. Bye bye. Jim Curtis Bay. Good morning, Jim. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing this morning, Adam?
I'm well. What's up?
Long time listener. Just wanted to touch base and enter your muzzleloader contest.
You're in it, Jim. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, sir.
Have a good one. Bye bye. Jim in Middle River.
Good morning.
How are you? Another Jim.
All right. I'd rather be in the woods, but got to go back, going to work.
Now, let me tell you something. I would, if I didn't have to work today, we've got a party this afternoon. I've got to do that, take a little break between work.
Yep.
Hi, Robin. I know you're listening, babe.
I called and entered the contest.
Thank you very much.
I do have a question.
Yes, sir.
I picked up a muzzle-loading shotgun.
Yeah.
It's an older one. It's made by Navy Arms, and what I wanted to do is trying to, like, convert it over from a number 11 to a 209. It kind of reminds you of, it's a Navy Arms, but it kind of reminds you of, like, a tradition. It's got that slide.
Yeah, I got it. Mm-hmm.
Right back.
Mm-hmm.
And now, where can I get, like, I want to get started with the shots, the wads, and stuff like that.
You may have to go online to get that stuff.
Okay. I want to do some turkey hunting. I'm into muzzleloaders.
I got it. Me too, Jim. Can you send me an email?
Ellen Ellis.
No. Just Ellis. My last name. Oh. Ellis. Okay. At ellisoutdoors.com. Okay. Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com, and I will supply you with the name of that company. Locally, I would go to Westminster and go to Brownstone Trading Company.
You know, that's one of the only places I didn't stop.
Well, that's the place you need to stop.
Yeah. I traded him one time. I went out there and did some trading.
Yeah.
But he's a good guy.
Brad's a great guy, and he knows all about muzzleloaders. So.
Okay, and also a couple of years, well, I guess it might be, it's probably a couple of years now, I did win a muzzleloader from you. I won the Electra.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I took it out, and I put a Leopold on it, and I sighted it in. Man, let me tell you what, nice.
You like it.
I want to run into you, so I want you to sign it for me.
I'll sign it, sure. Be glad to.
I tried to save the box, but
that's all right.
I don't know what happened to it. The wife kind of like, I don't know where.
That happens. Don't worry about it.
All right,
buddy.
And
thanks.
I'll send you an email, and I'll have my name on there and everything. You can get back to me. I appreciate it.
Beautiful. Thank you, buddy.
Sounds like a plan.
Take care. See ya. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There he goes. Mike in Eldersburg. Good morning, Mike. Thanks for waiting. How you doing?
Good, Alan. How are you?
I'm well.
Good. I was calling it to enter for the muzzleloader.
You're in?
Yeah, I'm a long-time listener.
Well,
my mom lays in bed on Saturday mornings and listens.
You're not alone.
She's probably listening right now.
What's her name?
Pat Phillips.
Hey, Pat. I know you're listening out there. Thank you.
She's listening. Yeah. We're at the Lock Raven this weekend. Me and my buddy. So they close after Monday, I think.
Okay. Well, yeah. Rut's getting ready to roll, buddy.
Yeah.
Good luck to you.
We're going out there to go bass fishing.
Oh, bass fishing. Oh.
Yeah.
Mike, I know who you are.
Yeah.
I know who you are. You used to have a shop out there.
Yeah.
I remember. Yeah, man. How's retirement?
It's all fine.
Good. I'm glad you're fishing. I'm glad you're hunting. Nice to hear from you again.
All right, buddy. I'll talk to you.
Thanks, Mike. See you.
I'll see you.
Bye-bye. There he goes. Ah, boy, we got Martin and Glen Burnie. Good morning, Martin. How are you?
Morning, Al.
What's up?
Great show.
Thank you.
Yes, I'm just calling to enter the muzzleloader contest.
Okay, you're in it.
All right, thank you, sir. You have a blessed day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There he goes. All right, Henry in Essex. Good morning, Henry. How are you?
All right, Alan. I'd like to enter the muzzleloading contest.
All right. Very good. I appreciate it.
And I wish you luck on your wedding.
Well, thank you, buddy. Thank you very much.
Okay, then.
All right, take care.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All right, we got a nice email here. Somebody pledged $50 to the coalition. He's not a hunter, but he supports hunting. So thank you, Bill. Appreciate that, buddy. And Bill says, cheers. You might recognize that. Let's talk to Michael in Rosedale. Good morning, Michael. How are you? Then we're going to take a break. How are you, Michael?
Good morning, y'all. I've been a long-time listener. It's been a while since I've called in.
Well, I'm glad you did.
I'm glad I did, too. I got the opportunity to talk with you.
Well, I don't know. some people, depends on what the conversation's about. Some people enjoy it, some people don't.
So, I understand that.
Yep.
Ellen, I apologize for the volume of my voice.
That's all right, Mike.
A year ago, I had a stroke.
Right.
With my left side, it took my voice volume.
I hear you.
I don't have much voice volume, so.
Okay.
I'm not trying to muffle my voice anything.
No. You're coming through loud and clear, Mike.
Yes, you can hear okay, sir.
Yes, sir. We're good.
The reason I've listened to your show so much, I've always enjoyed you talking about your days in Ligonier and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's up by where I grew up, sir. I grew up in Johnstown.
Well, I grew up in Altoona, and then when I was 14, we moved to Berlin up in Somerset County. So, yeah.
Know exactly what that is.
Yep. I used to run that whole area, buddy. Man, I'll tell you what. I was a rabbit hunting machine. So.
You know what? I'll tell you something, Al. I never hunted a day in my life.
Really?
Yeah. People back home used to ask if I was going hunting. You know, back home, they still suck. Shut the schools down for the first day of deer.
That's true. I took many of those days. You're right.
Pardon me, sir.
All right, man. Take care. Thanks, Michael.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. We got Ted in Silver Springs, and after Ted, we must take a break. Good morning, Ted. How are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing great this morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. What's up?
Well, I want to let you know. I mean, I think the deer are going to be moving a little early this year. I worked in Silver Spring, and I live on Kent Island, and just yesterday I drove in, saw five fresh kills on the way in yesterday, and it's all over the place. I think we're going to have an early rut.
Oh, I think. Well, it's pretty much going to be right on time. I mean, they're chasing now. They're with the does. Rut in Maryland, the peak of the rut is usually from the 5th to the 10th. So we're kind of right there.
That's right there with the youth opening day.
Yeah, all the youngsters are going to have a great time this year. Great time.
Oh, my God, I hope so. I'm going to be taking my daughter out, and she's all excited.
Well, good. So. Hey, Ted, listen. I'm looking for pictures for the Maryland Hunting Quarterly, and we also have started a new business called Bucks, Bears, and Stags, which is a measuring enterprise. We've got good certified scores all across the state, and you know, we've got a kids division, we've got a youth division, a girl, you know, female, and it's all covered. So
I tell you what, I'm going to be sending you some photos, hopefully on the 12th. How's that sound?
That sounds great. That sounds great. All right, buddy. Thanks.
Hey, thank you very much. You take care, and good luck, everybody.
All right. You have good deer hunting right there in Kanata. I came across there this morning. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I saw a fresh one hit on the outer loop of the Beltway right at the exit ramp on exit 12, and I think the car was with the headlight knocked out, was right up the street a little bit. So.
Yeah. Oh, unfortunately.
Yeah, it happens. Thanks, buddy.
All right, thank you. Take care. Have a great
day. All right,
day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right.
All right, folks, we do have to take a break, and I want to tell you about Clyde Sports Shop. I promised to tell you about Clyde Sports Shop and their wonderful Browning firearms. The waterfowl season's right around the corner, so let's talk about the BPS pump. It comes in all gauges, 4, 10, 28, 20, 16, 12, and even 10-gauge models. It's a pump action with bottom ejection. Comes in that Mossy Oak Breakup Infinity camo finish. That Dura Touch armor coating is what that's called. You know, keeps it from rusting, keeps your fingerprints from getting all over it. It even comes in a 12 and 20 gauge rifled barrel for deer. So that's the BPS pump for those of you who like a reliable pump action shotgun. Then there's the Maxxis. This thing is an autoloader. It's perfection for waterfowl hunters. 3 and 3.5 inch chambers. It's got a power drive gas system that reduces your recoil. Also in the Mossy Oak camo. And then the A5, the most reliable, fastest cycling, best balanced, and softest shooting recoil-operated autoloader on the planet. It's got a 100,000-rounder five-year guarantee, comes in Mossy Oak Shadow Grass. The A5 is back from Browning, and you can see them all at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9. Now, Chesapeake Outdoors, also ready for the upcoming waterfowl season. They've got everything at Chesapeake Outdoors. I mean, they've got waterfowl calls, decoys, all the steel shot, the gear, like the camo gear from Banded, which is focused on waterfowl, the Under Armour stuff, all kinds of boots and hips and waders. If you need it, they got it. They're ready for the rut, too. The Matthews Solo Cambos, the Barnett, the Mission, the 10-Point, the Carbon Express, the Excalibur, and the brand-new Raven crossbows are also available from Chesapeake Outdoors. Full selection of firearms and ammunition for everything else, muzzleloaders, too, all at Chesapeake Outdoors. That is Route 50 East, exit 39B. That's called Dominion Road, 39B Dominion Road. That's where you get off. Right around the block, and Chesapeake Outdoors is right there. You'll see the sign on the way down the road, but that's the exit, 39B Dominion Road for Chesapeake Outdoors, 410-604-2500. And don't forget, they sell a lot of Yeti stuff, too. Now, special offer, right here from the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Mention the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Mention my name, Alan Ellis. Mention the radio, WCBM, and you will get $5 off your dozen order, any dozen order, at... Da, 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 da. Good Times Crab House, right there on Liberty Road. Crab and seafood lovers, are you ready for some good times? The Spurry family has been in the seafood business on the Eastern Shore for over 35 years, specializing in local Maryland crabs and oysters, and they own the famous Chesapeake Landing Restaurant in St. Michael's. They're now bringing the best of the Eastern Shore across the bridge to Baltimore. Good Times Crab House, located at 8001 Liberty Road, just 1 minute off Beltway Exit 18, headed west, is now open to serve you the freshest Maryland crabs, local oysters, fresh-picked crab meat, Gulf shrimp, a variety of fresh fish, fish, and Alaskan snow crab legs. Good Times Crab House and Crab Feast Catering specializes in on-site crab feast catering for your large events. Look for Good Times on Facebook for daily specials and weekend deals. Call 443-657-7187. Good Times and Good Crabs and Seafood. It's Good Times Crab House. Call 443-657-7187. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners rated number one, carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck, step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, when I was a kid, I'd take a trip every summer down to Mississippi, visit my granny and her antebellum world. I'd run barefooted all day long, climbing trees, free as a song. One day, I happened to catch myself a squirrel. Well, I stuffed him down in an old shoebox and punched a couple holes in the top. When Sunday came, I snuck him in the church. I was sitting way back in the very last pew, showing him to my good buddy Hugh. When that squirrel got loose, went totally berserk. What happened next is hard to tell. Some thought it was heaven, some thought it was hell. But the fact that something was among us was plain to see. As the choir sang, "I surrender all," the squirrel ran up hard, Newland's coveralls, and Hard leaped to his feet, said, "Something's got a hold on me!" Yeah! The day the squirrel went berserk in the First Self-Righteous Church in that sleepy little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for survival that broke out in revival. They were jumping pews and shouting hallelujah. Well, the Harv hit the out dancing.
All right, there he is. The squirrel, Mississippi squirrel revival. That's what it is. Dorothy, thank you for holding so much. How are you doing today? Hello, Dorothy. Were you able to hold?
Good morning, Alan.
Hey, Dorothy. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Good.
I'd like to enter the contest, Steve.
You are in.
I want to wish all the hunters good luck and be safe out there.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Dorothy. We greatly appreciate that. You know, I say a little prayer every time we go out. And, you know, I was sitting there with Laura, and she'll, you know, we're just getting our seats, and she'll stick her hand out and wants to hold my hand while we pray for, you know, for safety, for not just for us, but for all the muzzleloader hunters. And we pray for, you know, if we should be so blessed with the gift of an animal to take a shot, to make sure that it's a very quick, humane kill, and that we recover the animal, no animal escapes wounded. And you know what? It works. It definitely
works.
That's
wonderful.
We feel very protected when we're out there. So,
Alan, have a good day.
Thank you, Dorothy. You too.
Be careful too.
We will. You have a good day. Good day yourself. Thank you. Bye-bye. Robin just texted me. She said she's enjoying the show. She's sorry she's not here. She wants me to thank all of you, and I will thank all of you, and I do thank all of you. You know, I'd love to have this kind of participation on a year-round basis, not just when we're giving something away. Maybe we'll have to give something away every week. What do you think, Chris? Sure. You got a couple pair of shoes you can give away? Yeah, hey, great. I got some Let's see. I got some used hunting stuff, you know. I mean, camo stuff. And I got hats from all over the place. And Robin says, what do you collect hats? I said, Emmett, Middle River, how are you doing?
I'm doing good there. Hey, Alan, just good to talk to you. I got to meet you this past March when you came out to our sportsman.
Yeah, I remember. Sure.
Yeah. Hey, Alan, I just want to give a shout out of thanks to all the farmers who participate. I mean, all the hunters who participate in the farmers helping to feed the hungry.
Right.
We just got a bunch of deer and beef from them, and we were able to put it not even for our church ministry, but into another church ministry.
Sure.
Some needy families. It's just a great blessing. And I just want to thank all the hunters for participating in that.
Well, you got it, buddy. I mean, more people are glad to donate when they don't have to pay for anything. You know, that's the
thing.
I mean, it's true. You know,
yeah.
And the Maryland Hunting Coalition has been responsible the last 2 years for getting some public funding for FHFH. And that was we did $50,000 last year from DNR, and we did $25,000 this year. And a bill was passed in the General Assembly, what they call a housekeeping bill. Here's what happened. You remember when you could donate a dollar from your hunting license?
Yep.
To feed for the FHFH program. Well, guess what? There was an audit by the Fish and Wildlife Service and found out that we couldn't do that with our hunting license money. We couldn't have any added added fees to go out to another organization like that. And they said, you're in jeopardy of losing your Pittman-Robertson matching funds if you continue this. And that's why the program was discontinued. So the housekeeping bill in the General Assembly this past year just kind of made that official. It says, we know we can't do it, and we're not going to do it, and, because of the audit, we can't do it. So that program ended. It ended a couple of years ago, but this kind of put the final touches on it. And the housekeeping bill did a couple other things. So that was one of the things. Well, our advocate, Mr. Miles, has no stronger passion for anything else than fishing, farmers and hunters feeding the hungry. And, he's been adamant as far as funding is concerned. At one time, he was responsible for getting a $249,000 budget item for FHFH, and it went from there downhill to like 150, and then to 80, and then to 70, then 50, then 25 this year, and they're ending it this year. So there will be no more public funding of FHFH. So, the coalition just keeps asking every year, and we're trying to work on ways to find more funding for that program, because not many other programs out there make hunters look good like FHFH when we're willing to donate our deer, to help feed the hungry and the food banks and things like that.
Well, I'll tell you what, the church down in Dundalk that we gave it to, they feed 150 people every Monday night.
Sure.
And the cool part was, before I gave them the deer meat, they just got two new freezers.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
I tell you, also, our group, too, like we were talking about the funding, every so often we get letters for them, and like you say, we cut them a check.
Sure. The organization that is protecting the hunting and trying to increase funding for FHFH is in dire need right now of some funding to finish out the rest of the year, and that's the Maryland Hunting Coalition, and I spoke about that at your event. And,
right.
We have a director who is actually matching any donations that come in through to the end of today up to $5,000.
Wow.
Yeah. So, we're short. And we want to thank Ann, and we want to thank Bill for donating right here while we're on the show after they heard my appeal. We're about $900 short right now to meet that $5,000 matching fund. So, a dollar equals two, 50 equals 100. I mean, that's how it works. And they gave all the way. Huh?
Well, will they take a pledge over the phone?
Yeah, I'd be glad to. Sure.
Okay.
Email, pledge, whatever,
Okay, well, if they take a pledge over the phone, I'll send them a check.
Sure. You got it.
Okay.
You got it. You want to email me that, Emmett?
Well, no, I'll tell you what. No, I mean, if they just give me the information, like your producer, if he gives me, I'll just can I call back later on this week and get the information. But, I mean, I'll pledge $100 to it. No problem.
That'll help, buddy. That'll help.
Okay.
Sure. Sure. You left your number for the muzzleloader contest, right?
Right.
You got it. We'll get in touch.
Okay.
Thanks, Emmett.
Bye.
Hey, when's your event this coming year? Nope, he left. All right, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Let me tell you about Chesapeake Outdoors. They have what you need. They are the first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers, and the rut is here. I mean, it's right here. This cold front coming in tonight and into tomorrow, if you have Sunday hunting, I would be in the woods tomorrow. No question about it, because that will drive the rut. When those temperatures drop like that, you know, those deer are, yes, horny, Chris, very much. Exactly right. Exactly. That's what they are, yes. So they will be pushing does. They'll be chasing. I don't think the full-blown rut is here yet. I don't know that there's a lot of does in estrus. There's probably some that are in heat, and the bucks will be chasing them. So, but that cold front, man, that's a switch that'll turn those deer on. So here's what you do. You go to Chesapeake Outdoors, and you take a look at the crossbows, Barnett, Mission 10 Point, Carbon Express, Excalibur, and the brand-new Raven. You know, if you need a little tweak to your Matthews solo cam bow, you want to get a new bow and start shooting it for the next year, you can do that right there, too. Okay, they got all the firearms, too, for the upcoming waterfowl season and deer season. They've got a lot of Yeti cooler stuff, the brand-new tumblers and the bags and the coolers and that type of thing. They're very big into Yeti, no question about that. Camouflage clothing by Bandit and Under Armour. They carry all the waterfowl calls, the decoys, the steel shot, the gear, the boots, the hips, the waders, the camo. They've got it all at Chesapeake Outdoors, Route 50 East, exit 39B. That's Dominion Road right there in Kent Island, just as you cross the bridge. 410-604-2500. That's Chesapeake Outdoors, exit 39B, Dominion Road.
WCBM, Baltimore.
Big change up underway this weekend here in Baltimore, starting off on the warm side of things with high temps today above average at 70 degrees. Pretty stiff south wind ahead of a cold front coming in for tonight. Rain showers, thunderstorms developing late tonight, a low down to 60 degrees. Some heavy rain around and rumbles of thunder for Sunday as the front clips us. Morning high temperature is 62, falling into the 50s Sunday afternoon, down in the 30s Sunday night. I'm Scott Barrymore at the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Bay Country Bakery in Cambridge serves not only a great breakfast from 6 to 11 a.m. Monday through Friday and all day Saturday, but has some of the most delicious fresh-baked donuts, pastries, cookies, and breads on the Eastern Shore. I don't go through the fast food drive-thru when I'm on Route 50 heading to the deer stand or the duck blind. I'm patient, but my mouth and my belly can't wait to stop at Bay Country Bakery for a donut or two and a fresh cup of Rise Up coffee. I just look for the big donut on the side of the bakery. And from 11 to 2, you can grab a tasty lunch, too. Dave and Gina Levy, your hosts, are trained chefs and strive to bring you the best. Bay Country Bakery is located at 2951 Coastal Highway, just through Cambridge on Route 50 East. Think big donut or call 410-228-9111. Visit their website or like their Facebook page, Bay Country Bakery, and be sure to stop by and say hello. Maybe you'll see me and Robin there.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I ain't never shot no big rag buck. No one ever stops to peek in the bed of my truck. I come home empty-handed cause I got no luck. Yeah, I'm pretty bad at hunting deer.
Thank you.
I watch their shows on my TV.
Video, this is hilarious.
My hero got a crush on Tiffany. The bone collector Michael Waddell makes it look easy, but I'm pretty bad at hunting deer. I wear my rubber boots, I got a Ziploc suit, around a bag and gun claw. Pour out my 1069, I use it all the time, but I still got no buck on my wall. Never had blood smeared on my face, but there's cut shirt tail pieces all over the place. My hunting buddies say I'm just a big disgrace, cause I'm pretty bad at hunting deer.
Yep. All right, let's talk to Paul in Ferndale. Good morning, Paul. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. What's going on?
Not much. I'm just checking in. It's been probably several months now since I called last.
No, I think it's been a couple of weeks. I don't know about months. But
well, I don't know what it was.
We'll go with it.
Yeah, Natalie and I have been busy with doing our signs, so.
I get it. Well, I'm glad. Hey, look, I'm glad you have those contracts. That's great.
Oh, yeah. Well, I got out in the woods last week.
How'd you do?
I didn't get anything. My brother was able to get a nice-sized doe.
Yeah, you must be pretty bad at hunting deer, Paul, just like the song.
Well, I did have two small doe running in front of me. I just let them go.
I like to let those little ones go. I'll tell you,
I want them to grow up.
I was sitting there the other night down in the redneck blind on the marsh, and I had three shooting lanes, one behind me and two, one on my left and one on my right, and the boy killed a big 6-point back in the shooting lane on the right, and that's where his dad killed a giant last year, giant sika deer. It's been in the magazine a few times, but I'm sitting there and the feeder goes off, and it's amazing where the deer come from, and there's platforms. They're like 10x10 platforms under these feeders, because most of them are in the marsh, and they're in water, so you put the platform up, and the corn gets on the platform. The deer jump right up on the platform like it's nothing, you know? And I sat there, and they're 15 yards from me, easy bow shot. You know, I've got the muzzleloader, and they're just feeding around, snorting around, chewing up the corn. It's fun, a lot of fun, so.
I've never hunted sika deer.
Oh, man, it's a trip. Once you do it, it's hard to, you know, stop, so.
Right.
Yep. So there you go. Well, buddy, I appreciate it. Thanks for the call.
All right. Hopefully I'll have better news next week.
All right. Well, good luck to you. Thanks.
Thanks. You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Be safe.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right. Let's see here. What do we got? I'm going to mix the tickets up. Here they are. Mix them up. Everybody's in here. Everybody that emailed. Everybody that called. Everybody that called when I was off last week. You're all here, getting ready to pull ticket. Let's see here what we've got. I'm trying to coordinate the numbers and the tickets all together here. The winner is ticket number 283. The name is Paul, and Paul called on the 7th, Paul Cassop. You are the winner of the CVA muzzleloader for October. We will be in touch with you, Paul, to get your address. If you're listening and would like to call now, we'd be more than glad to take that call. But you are the winner. And we don't know what model you're going to get, but it's usually been a pretty darn nice one from CVA. So we'll let you know. They're shipping it out and that type of thing. Hopefully you have an email address and we can communicate that way, too. Anyway, Paul Cassop is the winner, called in on the 7th, and we thank you very much for calling, Paul, and congratulations. The rest of you, guess what? Next week, you can start it all again. We'll start taking those calls again for the November muzzleloader, and then we'll give one away in December as well. So there you go. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. We're going to get another call the rest of the hour. Well, you know what we'll do? Let's open the November contest up now. Okay? You good with that? We had about 10 minutes to go. By the way, folks, the case that I talked to you about, the archery case that I talked to you about in Montgomery County, where the woman sued the county and used PETA's money to do that and the lawyers, well, we'll have an article on this in the next upcoming Maryland Hunting Quarterly, but here's what happened. Basically, the judge in the appellate court said this. The judge stated, in order to determine whether bow hunting violates the animal cruelty law, the court must find unnecessary or unjustifiable inflictions of physical pain or suffering caused by act or omission or neglect. It is a criminal statute, we should recall, and therefore there are strict requirements that must be found. The court would find it somewhat inconceivable that a person who complied with all of the regulations of the Department of Natural Resources in bow hunting could be guilty of animal cruelty. My decision is based upon the fact that although I find the pilot archery managed deer hunting program to be subject to animal cruelty laws, that it in fact does not violate the animal cruelty laws. My decision is based upon the fact that although I find the pilot archery managed deer hunting program to be subject to animal cruelty laws, that in fact it does not violate the animal cruelty laws. In other words, the appellate court found for Montgomery County against PETA and against Eileen Cohn on her case that would implicate, have wide implications in Maryland for bow hunting and for perhaps nationwide. So guess what? There's a win. There's a win for hunters in Montgomery County. Thank you, appellate court, for seeing seeing the law for what it truly is. So that's good news, right? That is really good news. So, no, Fran did not get a deer. Somebody asked. Fran did not get a deer in Indiana when she was out there. All right. Here's Tony in Pikesville. Good morning, Tony. How are you?
Morning, Alan. How you doing?
I'm well. How about you?
Okay. I just wanted to get in on the muzzleloader contest.
You are the first entrant for November.
Yeah, you know. I did take a 8-point last week with crossbow.
Oh, congratulations. Now you
during muzzleloader season, so.
Sure. Sure, absolutely.
It's a muzzleloader. So it's a muzzleloader buck, and
yep.
We'll go out again this afternoon, perhaps.
That's, hey, look, if you get out there this evening with that cold front somewhere in the area, it might be okay.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. So. Did you hear this story in the Natural Resources Police press release? October 19th, a Sparrows Point man who thought he bagged a buck in North Point State Park paid hundreds of dollars in fines instead after he shot a Maryland Natural Resources Police robo-deer decoy.
How'd it taste?
I don't know. Pretty expensive. On the evening of October 7th, Thomas Irvin Minton, 45, was spotted by officers patrolling a field where the robotic decoy had been placed. He fired a crossbow at the faux deer and sped away when the officers tried to stop him. His officer, a crossbow. As officers searched the area, Minton approached one of them and asked what the fine would be for illegally shooting a deer. He then turned himself in and led officers back to his home, where the car matching the description of the one used by the shooter was parked. Minton received citations for having a loaded crossbow in his vehicle, hunting at night, shooting wildlife from a vehicle, and for using a light for hunting. That's called jack lighting. He also received 6 written warnings, including attempting to elude a uniformed officer. He pleaded guilty in Baltimore County District Court October 12th to 3 charges and paid $1,500 in fines. The charge of using a light to hunt remains active on the docket. His crossbow, scope, and arrow were confiscated. The robo-deer was unharmed.
It lived to fool somebody else another day.
Well, listen to this. If he would have killed that deer and been caught, okay, if it was a buck, if it was under 150 inches, he would have been fined under the Wildlife Poaching Restitution Act an additional $2,000 to $5,000 and had to serve 80 hours of community service. That's the law that we had passed. If that deer would have been over 150 inches Boone and Crockett score, he would have paid a minimum mandatory fine of $5,000 to $10,000 plus 80 hours of community service. So in some regard, this man, Mr. Minton, was very lucky that that wasn't a live deer.
Right, yeah, it was. Because
if you,
it was a robo deer for him.
Yep, if you kill a deer illegally, that's poaching, that's what the law says, killing a deer illegally, jack lighting and no license, trespassing, all that stuff, You're subject to the Restitution Act. All right. Thanks, Tony.
Good deal. Thank you.
See you, buddy. Thank you. Linda Hamilton, how are you, Linda?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you. What's up?
Well, I just called to get my son's name into the muscle loader for November, and
okay.
I was telling the man on the phone that my son, Sean, who I'm putting his name in, he got a wonderful bow and arrow deer last week, and I'm so excited that we won that case against PETA, because I bought that bow and arrow we got the deer with for him last Christmas, and he made the best deer jerky this week that we were enjoying.
Oh, wow, wow.
So thank you so much. I listen to your show every week, and I really enjoy it.
I thank you, Linda, and we've had many conversations over the past few years.
I've never talked to you before.
Really? Oh.
No, but I listen to you every week. I have a hair salon in Hamden, and I listen to you because I get up early in the morning. I start working at 8 a.m.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's
so
wonderful.
Thank you. I really enjoy
it. All right, Linda. Well, I have several Lindas that listen.
Well, that's great.
You yeah, exactly. Hey, don't
you.
Tell Robin.
And your wife, when are you getting married?
Robin and I will get married December 16th.
I'm very excited about that, too.
Oh, good.
Congratulations.
All right. Thank you very much.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. I'll probably be off that day. I don't think we'll do the show and then go get married in Deep Creek. What do you think? What are you laughing at in there? Good morning, Fran. How are you?
Yes, good morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
Well, I'm fine. I'm still recuperating from the deer that I did not get. It was a perfect shot. I did pull the trigger.
Yep.
And the deer dropped, and I thought, oh, I know I got this.
Mm-hmm.
And the deer rose and ran away. And I thought, I don't believe this, you know. But I hit it in the shoulder. I moved a little bit. The deer dropped a little bit. And, well, we'll meet again, hopefully, one day. I wanted to say one other thing, too, or just one real quick. For people that don't hunt and maybe like the bird watching type thing, you know, outdoors, just a lot of reasons people
right.
are outdoors. There's a bird that they thought were extinct.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the night parrot.
Okay.
And they haven't seen it since 1845. But
let me guess, you saw one in your yard?
No, not in this
region. Oh, okay.
Not in this region. But they say the camera caught him. And the sounds that he makes. And he's a small bird. He's green, yellow eggs, and a little black on him. So people might want to look at it. I was fascinated weeks ago when I heard, you know, he hadn't been seen in all those years.
Sure.
And the one last thing, too. I went to the hunting rabbit seminar.
Yeah, Charles mentioned you were there. Yeah, exactly.
It was so nice.
Oh, he's a good guy.
He showed up. I'm glad they supported him. And it was fascinating listening how you have to plan where to position people.
Oh, yeah.
And everything, yeah. And the dogs. And
oh, yeah. And
that was interesting.
He wrote an article in the last quarterly. Maybe you saw it. The one with the rabbit on the cover?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that was Charles. And Jacob and I went with Charles. And I actually missed a rabbit. I couldn't believe it.
You did.
I did.
Well, see, now I don't feel so bad about my...
No, day. Don't feel bad at all. Rabbit was happy. The rabbit was happy for about 4 seconds.
Oh.
Because he ran across this dry pond, and the guy on the other side, well,
him.
Rolled yeah. him over, yeah.
Oh.
So, well, thanks all for right. the call, dear.
All right, thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Bye. There she goes. Let's talk to Mike in Severn. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good, buddy. What's going on?
Oh, just want to call to enter in the...
November contest.
Sir.
You got it.
I did have a question. I wanted to see what you thought about this. It's kind of the wrong season. I fish a lot on the South Branch of the Potomac in West Virginia every summer, and we've noticed the bass population going down. And what the DNR did was they stopped the trapping of the river otters up there. And
They stopped what?
They stopped the trapping of river otters.
Oh, I see. Okay.
For a few years.
Right.
And now they opened the trapping back up, but ever since they stopped it, we've noticed that's when I've talked to a lot of the locals. You know, they see them everywhere, and that's kind of what we're thinking the bass population has gone down from.
River otters might be hurting them a little bit. You never know.
Yeah, I was just curious as to why you thought they stopped the trapping of those things. I mean, all they do is eat all the fish.
Where was this at?
South Branch of the Potomac River in West Virginia.
West Virginia. Well, I don't know why West Virginia does what it does.
So, yeah.
So.
All right.
All right, buddy. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye. Okay, we'll be right back after this. Crab and seafood lovers, are you ready for some good times? The Spurry family has been in the seafood business on the Eastern Shore for over 35 years, specializing in local Maryland crabs and oysters, and they own the famous Chesapeake Landing Restaurant in St. Michael's. They're now bringing the best of the Eastern Shore across the bridge to Baltimore. Good Times Crab House, located at 8001 Liberty Road, just 1 minute off Beltway Exit 18, headed west, is now open to serve you the freshest Maryland crabs, local oysters, fresh-picked crab meat, Gulf shrimp, a variety of fresh fish, and Alaskan snow crab legs. Good Times Crab House and Crab Feast Catering specializes in on-site crab feast catering for your large events. Look for Good Times on Facebook for daily specials and weekend deals. Call 443-657-7187. Good Times and good crabs and seafood. It's Good Times Crab House. Call 443-657-7187. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800, 410-455-0800, Linex.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no